Health authorities in the UK and across the world are investigating a spike in sudden-onset hepatitis amongst children. The number of young children in the UK affected since January this year is 108. 77% of those have tested positive for adenovirus. There's a wide range of symptoms, but they are usually mild. 8 children have already received a liver transplant, and more cases have also been confirmed in Ireland, Spain, Denmark, the Netherlands and the US. Our health correspondent, Ashish Joshi, has been speaking to the father of 1 3-year-old girl affected, who donated part of his liver to help her recover. A warning, his report contains photos of post-surgery scars.
Lola Rose had hours to live. Her liver was failing. She was put into an induced coma.
I didn't want to walk through those doors. I didn't want to see her like that. I did because she's my little girl, and I wasn't going to let her do that alone, whether she knew I was there or not. I was going to be there, but seeing it for the first time was just horrendous.
Lola needed a donor. Alan was told he was a match, and after lying side by side in surgery for more than 7 hours, half of his liver was transplanted into his daughter. Lola's sudden onset hepatitis was triggered by an adenovirus infection, but it's a common infection that usually causes flu-like symptoms, not acute liver failure.
We still have to report new cases.
Dr. Tassos Grammatikopoulos is one of the country's leading paediatric liver specialists. And here at King's College Hospital, where Lola is being treated, they're seeing a rise in cases.
The most recent lockdown and the pandemic has probably played a part on this, because children have not been exposed to common pathogens, to common infections like they would to had we all been out and about.